Hi, everybody.
And welcome back for another episode of Homer's Dope Nuts. As always, I am your host, the Simpsons guy, and I'm joined by El Rey.
Ahoy, ahoy, everybody.
So, we're planning on two of these every week, but we missed last week.
Yes.
Life gets in the way.
Life gets in the way. It happens sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. So, we'll do two more this week, but unfortunately, I will not be in town
next week. Life will happen
again. Exactly, yes.
So, but we will give you all one for each week.
Yes, yes. Make sure you have one for each week. Yeah. Anyway, it's hot as hell.
Yes. The last day or two has been less hellish, mm-hmm. but yes, it has been hot as hell.
It's been a dystopian hellscape.
Yes, it's pretty crazy.
But God, it's crazy. Anyway.
Yeah, don't go outside the middle of the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do it in the morning, do it in the evening, whatever you have to
do. Don't give yourself a heat stroke.
Yeah, don't do that. Mm-mm.
This is what we used to do when we were small. Spend all summer outside.
Yeah.
But then again, we didn't have any AC in the house. It was cooler outside.
There you go. So, you got to weigh your options.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, damned if you do, damned if you don't back then. Mm-hmm. All right, so we are going to be talking about the next episode of the Simpsons Saga, which is the ninth episode of the sixth season. And it's titled Homer Bad Man. And it originally aired on November 27th of 1994.
Yes. And I was telling the Simpsons guy that this is one of those episodes that I vividly remember watching when it aired as a kid.
It's first airing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, and I believe it was Thanksgiving weekend given by the date, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
Everybody was gathered around watching the Simpsons that day.
Would make it quite memorable. Yeah. When you have people, you know... Usually when you're watching your favorite show and your friend's over and they've never seen it, don't you kind of like want them to like it?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not the first episode of the first season. They don't get all the references. And it gets kind of to be a pain.
It does. Mm-hmm. This one pretty stands on its own.
Yeah, that's the thing about The Simpsons. Yeah. Every episode is pretty much standalone.
So let's get into the title sequence here.
Yes.
Right, so the chalkboard gag this time is... Bart writing, "I will not whittle hall passes out of soap."
You think that was an entrepreneurial enterprise?
Probably. Yes. I'm sure you saw a prison movie or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
see how much I can sell this for.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. And then the couch gag, it's everyone chasing the couch this time. And it's going down this tunnel, right?
Yeah.
It's a new one.
Yeah.
So, pretty cool. So far... start.
Yeah. Right. It kind of reminded me about those cartoons where they keep walking and the same scenery keeps passing by.
Yeah, they make fun of it. Mm-hmm. Didn't they make fun of that in one of the recent episodes?
Yes, they did.
Because like Flintstones do it all the time.
Yeah. So, yeah. And Scooby-Doo.
Mm-hmm. I think they did that on, was it Wacky Racers?
Yes.
It was always
yes. Uh-huh. Yep. But did you ever see that like... back in the day, or is it just recently on Boomerang?
I saw it when I was a kid, and it was old when I was a kid already. Mm-hmm.
I never saw those until Boomerang came around.
Oh, they used to show them late on Cartoon Network.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the morning sometimes. So yeah. That's where I would see it. They would show old cartoons. Back when Cartoon Network was just wall-to-wall crazy cartoons all the time. Yeah.
Which is still back in its golden age.
Mm-hmm. Like MTV back in the golden age?
Oh, yeah. MTV actually stood for music television.
Yes, now it's just...
Okay, so we're going to open this particular episode in the kitchen.
Yes.
Right there, Bart is about to fix himself breakfast, and he's pouring himself a bowl of cereal. And he says, "Oh, damn FDA, why can't it all be marshmallows?"
So I agree with this sentiment. Yeah.
So I'm guessing he was trying to eat Lucky Charms.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa says, "Ew, Bart, don't put those non-marshmallow pieces back in the box. They go in the trash." Even Lisa.
Yes.
I mean, that's my favorite cereal, by the way.
Is it?
Yes, Lucky Charms is my favorite cereal.
Mm.
And I understand that people aren't, you know, hyped on it sometimes, but the marshmallows are so good.
Back when I was a kid, I used to love Honey Smacks.
Smacks are good.
Yeah.
Smacks are good.
They still make that?
Yeah, they make
snacks. I don't buy cereal, though.
Yeah, yeah. Still got all the old good ones.
Okay. So, Homer sees his kids are fighting, and he's not too happy, right? And turns out that in order to get them to stop, shows them that, you know, you kids need to stop because I have good news. And he breaks out 2 tickets to the Springfield Candy Convention.
Yes, Candy Con.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And they stop fighting immediately. And Lisa's like, how did you get tickets? Right? She asks Homer.
Yeah. So then Homer says, they hid them in every millionth Krusty Klump bar and Krusty Klump bar with almonds. And then we have this little flashback sequence. Mm-hmm. And we see Homer rampaging through the Quickie Mart, just opening up every candy bar, Krusty Klump bar, Krusty Klump bar with almonds, because he was looking for those tickets. And we hear Apu in the background. By the way, I'm going to say this with the accent.
Because it's just so funny.
Yes. And I'm not making fun of the Indian accent, if you think. I'm making fun of Apu.
Exactly.
So Apu's like, hey, I've asked you nicely not to mangle my merchandise. You leave me no choice but to ask you nicely again.
That's such a good line. Well done, sir. Well done.
I mean, Apu's so nice, he couldn't even get him to stop Homer mangling his merchandise.
Yeah.
You have to ask him nicely.
Again.
Mm.
ever the, professional shopkeeper. Right?
Yes, yes.
And so Bart and Lisa are now begging Homer to let them go with, right? And Bart's like, can I come to the candy show? Can I? You know, very annoying. And then Lisa's doing the same thing, saying, take me, right?
Mm-hmm. And Homer puts an end to it. He says, sorry, kids, but this is the one event I want to take my darling wife by my side.
And Marge is very smitten. She says, well, thank you, Homer, but take one of the kids.
And of course, Homer isn't having it. He says, Marge, they can't carry enough candy. They have puny little muscles, not big ropey ones like you.
So which we hear Marge. So yes, it wasn't as romantic as she thought.
Nope.
And so Bart and Lisa both agree at this point, though, that it should be Marge
for the greater good.
For the greater good, yes.
Yes, the greater good being more candy for them.
Exactly.
So next thing we know, Homer has Marge dress in this big ass trench coat that's got pockets sewn all over the inside.
Mm-hmm. And Marge is asking, are all these pockets necessary?
And Homer says, they wouldn't be if you were willing to sit in that hollowed out wheelchair. So you could just throw the candy in the wheelchair, I guess.
Yes, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
And so as they're having this conversation, the doorbell rings and Marge says, oh, that's the babysitter. No one in town will sit for you two anymore. I had to choose between a grad student at the university and a scary looking hobo.
And Bart's looking at the door. He's got his fingers crossed. He's like, please be the hobo. Please be the hobo. Please be the hobo.
Door opens, and no, it is a young lady, and her name is Ashley Grant.
Yes.
And Bart just groans, right? She's not happy about this.
Uh-huh. And Lisa recognizes her. She says, Ashley Grant, you gave a talk on women's issues at my school on how we don't have to be second-class citizens.
And then Bart jumps in and says, Mom, how can you leave us with this maniac?
I would agree with Bart there. I wouldn't want to be with that maniac either.
Maniac.
And Homer goes, hurry, Marge! If we get there early, we can get our pictures taken with 2 of the surviving musketeers. And he drags her away.
Yes. And Marge says, there's also a baby somewhere upstairs. And she leaves. Yeah. Somewhere upstairs.
So. Yep. So Bart, you know, he's not too happy. He walks up to Ashley. He's like, so, you're one of those don't call me a chick chicks, huh?
And Lisa says, sorry about my unenlightened brother. He will make the next few hours a living hell.
And then Ashley goes, oh, I don't know. See this, Bart? And she takes a video game cartridge. Cartridge, guys, back
cartridge.
In the day.
Yep.
Right, he takes a video game cartridge out of her purse, and she kind of like dangles it in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
So Bart's
reading it. He says, it's Disemboweler 4. Game where condemned criminals dig at each other with rusty hooks.
Of course, he's hooked. Right? He wants that now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Ashley goes, do a little housework and you can play for 5 minutes.
And Bart's like, no way. And he turns his back, but then he turns back and he says, yes.
Ashley's like, see, Lisa, males aren't hard to tame. They follow their video game cartridges. And she was kind of like swinging it back and forth, and Bart was following along.
Like you do with a cat.
Uh-huh. And then she put it to like to the far right, and Bart runs into the wall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That wasn't very enlightened.
No, not enlightened at all. So it happens to be true. But you don't have to say it, ladies.
Yes.
Keep it to yourself. Mm-hmm.
And so we cut to the convention center, right? And the candy convention is taking place in room one. And the sign, I don't know if you noticed, it says that there's a candy-shaped rat poison convention in the next room.
Yes.
It's just asking for disaster right there.
Yeah, you're playing, what do you call it, the Russian roulette?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something's going to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So Homer and Marge walk in. There's apparently a mob of children outside trying to get in. The police are involved and
yes.
Taking them all out. So, yeah. And so we get inside to the candy convention. We hear the PA system.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for Mr. Goodbar at the front desk. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yes.
Mr. Goodbar is awesome.
It's a pretty good candy bar. It's very hard to find. Unless
yeah.
you buy it in the miniatures.
Yeah. That's good too. Mm-hmm. When you find a full size one, that's you don't often see that anymore.
Yeah.
Underrated candy bar.
By the way, my favorite underrated candy bar, whatchamacallit?
Whatchamacallits are good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are. Yes. All time favorite though, it's a Reese's peanut butter cup for me. That's my all time favorite.
Reese's peanut butter cup, I would have to agree. But I like mine straight from the freezer.
Fridge, or the freezer. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Yes, nothing touches that. But there's a lot of good second places out there.
Yeah. And Homer goes, "Ooh, I feel like a kid in some kind of a store."
So dumb.
This is a perfect time to use that phrase that is never kind of appropriate unless you're in a candy store.
You missed it.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so he just starts barging through the convention. There's samples everywhere, of course.
He's putting them inside Marge's trench coat.
Yes, and you hear him eating. Brilliant. Exquisite. Woo, you'll do well. And finally, he's just, give me those. Right? He's just ransacking everything. And we see another exhibit, and it's our old friend, Dr. Fink.
Mm-hmm. So Dr. Frank has this, kind of like a ball in a contained in a magnetic field.
Yeah.
And he says, as you can see, I have created a lemon ball so sour it can only be safely contained in a magnetic field. The candy known as 77X42 is, hey! He looks at the case and is like, where the hell's the candy?
And we see Homer with his mouth all the way just in. And he's like, oh, no.
Yep.
So, yes, Homer
had. Yeah, you know how those sour candies kind of like make you pucker?
Yeah.
He had the ultimate pucker there.
The ultimate pucker. You can
mm-hmm.
see half his face in it.
Yep. So then Homer keeps walking, right? And he walks by the wax lips, right? And the guy's like, hey, sir, try our wax lips, the candy of 1,000 uses. Before we go anywhere, you ever try wax lips?
No.
Literally, they tasted like wax.
Ew.
I mean, I guess if you smelled it long enough, you could smell a hint of cherry.
But no.
But it tasted like wax.
I've never tried that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've had like one or two in my day, but. After that, I got turned
off.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so Homer is very skeptical. He says, like, what?
And the guy goes, one, a humorous substitute for your own lips.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Two, I'm needed in the basement. Yeah.
So, yeah, not 1,000 uses.
Just one. One, because I wouldn't recommend you eat that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you could wear it or eat it, but no.
That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the man, takes off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we get into Marge again. Her trench coat is just crazy huge at this point, right? And she sits down on a bench, pulls out a piece of celery.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
she's about to have her snack.
Yes. And a security guard walks up and says, all right, you're going to have to put some sugar on that celery or get out, man. That's so good.
Yes. All right, guys, so.
Oh, yes, we're going to do something.
We don't usually do anything like this, but it's the summer. We have time. We're going to do it. So the next little sequence, they say the word gummy a lot. So every time we read the word gummy, we're going to stuff a gummy worm in our mouth and keep reading.
Yes.
So
this could be a train wreck, or it could be funny.
Yes. So whoever's reading, me or El Rey, every time somebody reads the word gummy, we're gonna take a shot of a gummy. I guess I would.
A gummy, gummy worms.
Yes. I mean, just open up the bag here. We can have easy access to them, and we're gonna stuff a gummy in our mouth while we read and keep and we read the word gummy again. Guess what we have to do?
Eat another one,
right?
So yes, we will be talking with food in our mouths. So.
Yes.
Fair warning to everyone.
If you're grossed out, too bad.
Too bad. All right. So we see the Jolly Gummy Bears display, right? Okay.
Where's one?
It says, "Woo, Gummy Bear, Gummy Cabs, Gummy Jawbreakers."
And then he sees the gummy figure on a gummy figure. On a red pillowcase in a glass case.
Yes. And we hear a man in a German accent say, "That is the rarest gummy of them all. The gummy Venus de Milo. Called by gummy artisans who are exclusively in the medium of gummy."
And Maury's like, "Would you two stop saying gummy so much?"
And apparently, Homer has a little hallucination, and the gummy Venus de Milo winks at him. Right? So Homer starts saying, "Must have rare gummy."
There we go.
And then he tells Marge, "Distract the salesman."
I don't know. I think good thing they don't say gummy anymore in this sequence. But
yeah.
That and Buddy.
This is pretty bad.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Hey. It was fun. These gummy worms are damn good.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
Let's shout out to, what is this?
Albanese.
Shout out to them. Pretty good gummy worms.
Yes, they are.
Right?
Wow, top notch.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Marge says, no, right? She's not going to do that. She said, "I won't make a spectacle of myself any further." And as she says that, her pockets just burst out and all the candy spills out. And she's like, how did that get there? Very sheepish.
Yeah, and a bunch of people start helping her pick up the candy. Mm-hmm. And then Homer's like, "Now, this is going to take all my skill." And he smashes the glass and he just grabs the Venus de Milo and the alarm starts going off like crazy.
Yep. And then they're already yelling at him to halt and he says, "Run, Marge! Save the booty!" And so now everyone is chasing after Homer and Marge, right?
Yeah, of course, Marge is having trouble because he's got a trench coat full of candy.
She's wobbling like a penguin, basically.
Mm-hmm. That reminded me of how my wife walked every time she was like in the ninth month of her pregnancy.
She's just wobbling around.
Yep. So, you know, as they're running, Homer stops real quick by the exit and he kicks... He kicks the Coke machine.
Yeah, the Buzz Cola machine.
The Buzz Cola machine. By the way, that was pretty cool. He just kicked it and it dispensed the
very
soda.
Smooth.
Mm-hmm. So he grabs the can. He rips the top off with his teeth, right? He rips open a packet of Pop Rocks. What's the old urban legend?
Pop Rocks and soda. They'll like explode in your stomach.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So he puts the packet of Pop Rocks over the soda. He shakes it up and he throws it like a grenade. Mm-hmm. And he says, "See you in hell, candy boys."
Yeah. And so it lands behind the crowd. And then there's just this huge explosion. And we cut to Homer in a very slow-mo action sequence, like a movie, outrunning the blast and finally jumping into the air to escape the carnage behind him.
Yes.
Very cool scene, by the way.
Yes, it was. Can't believe all those people were willing to die over gummy Venus de Milo.
And he had to yell and everything. It was great.
So next thing we know, we're back at the Simpsons house. And Marge, she's got her hands up. And we see something swimming around in a trench coat. And she's giggling her little heart out.
Yeah. Because I guess she's being tickled because it's the kids, all three of them.
Swarming for the candy.
Around in the candy, yes. Mm-hmm. Bart says, "Hey, Lisa, I found a big caramel deposit at the small of her back."
And we hear Lisa under the coat, I'm coming.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so the coat bursts out, bunch of candy, right? Bart and Lisa fall out. I think even Maggie's in a pocket. She comes out with the lips on.
Yeah.
Instead of the wax part. Lips. Yeah, uh-huh. And so everybody's cheering. Everybody's happy. And Homer says, wait a minute. Where's my gummy tomato? Like, okay, don't panic. She can't have gotten far. She has no arms.
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
And Marge goes, I'm sure it'll turn up. Take the babysitter home now. She's been sitting in the car for 20 minutes.
And Homer says, relax, Marge. There's plenty for her to do in there. And we hear the horn honk. And Homer just says, see? She's having the time of her life. Terrible.
Yep. So next thing we know, we see Homer driving Ashley back home. And he says, so a graduate student, huh? How come you guys can go to the moon, but you can't make my shoe smell good? We've talked extensively about Homer's smell.
Yeah. So, not even the scientists can figure that out. Mm-hmm. And so Ashley kind of says, I'm sorry? Right?
And Homer's nobody's blaming you. Hey, can you take the wheel for a second? I have to scratch myself in two places at the same time.
Oh, God.
Would you say that to somebody you just met?
No. She's rightfully repulsed. She says, just drop me off here. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he stops the car. Ashley gets out, and as she's getting out, we see where the gummy Venus de Milo is. It's on her butt, on her pants.
I guess he dropped it in the car.
Yeah, or it fell out of the coat or something like that.
And it was there, and Ashley sat on it, right? Mm-hmm. And then Homer says, when he sees the gummy, right, precious Venus. And he reaches over, and he peels the gummy off of her butt. And what happens?
As he's doing that, he's drooling uncontrollably. Mm-hmm. Really, really exaggerated this time.
Mm-hmm.
And so she notices, she turns around, she yells, and she runs off. And as she runs off in terror, Homer just says, thank you!
Yep.
And he eats the gun.
Yep. I guess she thought he was goosing her.
Yes. And so the next day, Bart and Lisa are walking downstairs. Clearly regretting their life choices about how much candy they've eaten because they're just like in pain, yes. Mm-hmm. And Homer says, hey kids, lots of candy left for breakfast. And they grow.
Yeah, why would you encourage your kids to eat candy for breakfast?
I don't know.
So Marge goes, why don't we give it to some needy children then?
And Bart and Lisa groan, but like, no. And they go to the candy.
They lie on top of it.
And they start eating. Mm-hmm. So it's ruining them, but they don't want to give it to anybody else.
Exactly.
And so suddenly,
we see a crowd.
Yes.
A crowd outside the Simpsons house. And Homer's like, oh no! The candy conventioneers tracked us down.
And we hear Ashley outside. There he is. That's the man who sexually harassed me.
And Homer's like, whew. For a minute there, I thought I was in big trouble. It's just a dope!
Yep. So yes, he is in big trouble here.
Mm-hmm.
And so the crowd outside the home is chanting, right? 2, 4, 6, 8. Homer's crime was very great. Right.
There's a slight pause.
Great, meaning large or immense. We use it in the pejorative sense. Yeah, not the catchiest one.
Yep, and Homer's like, Marge, I swear I didn't touch her. You know how bashful I am. I can't even say the word titmouse without giggling like a schoolgirl.
And Marge's like, at any rate, I believe you, and I think you should go straighten this out. Some of their chants are very catchy and memorable.
So Homer decides to walk out in his bathrobe.
Yes, in his bathrobe.
Yeah, very, very poor choice.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashley says, you grabbed me in the car.
Says, oh, that. No, I was just grabbing a gummy Venus de Milo that got stuck to your pants.
And we hear a woman in the back. Yeah, right. That's the oldest excuse in the book.
Yeah, and everybody boos and kisses. Uh-huh. And Homer says, come on, I'm a decent guy. And as he says that, there is a breeze that comes through.
Mm-hmm.
And it exposes Homer by
lifting up the
bathroom. And the whole crowd's just like, boo! Not Homer's best moment.
It's early in the morning. Wouldn't that kill your appetite for the rest of the day?
Yeah. Maybe that's why they're throwing vegetables at him.
Yeah, nobody wants to see a naked Homer at all. So Homer runs back into the house just before the vegetables hit him. And Bart's like, why would anybody want to touch a girl's butt? That's where cooties come from. Amen, brother. Amen. Amen.
And Lisa says, Dad, I don't understand. What is she saying you did?
And Homer's like, Lisa, remember that postcard Grandpa sent us from Florida of that alligator biting that woman's bottom?
Bart says, oh, yeah, that was brilliant.
And Homer goes, well, that's right. We all thought it was hilarious, but it turns out we were wrong. That alligator was sexually harassing that woman.
And Bart said, and Bart says, and the dog in the copper toe, Dad? Same deal, Dad?
Well, that's kind of a gray area. Now, is that the dog that appears to be pulling off her bikini?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember which
that's the one.
Which company it was.
The dog, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, find any reason to complain.
So Lisa's trying to reassure him. Right? Mm-hmm. He's like, we know you're innocent, Dad. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Homer's thanking the children. But Marge is looking that the protesters are building little shanty towns outside. They're camping overnight. And even as Homer gets in the car to leave, they're surrounding the car, right? Pounding the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Homer's saying, do your worst, protesters. You can't stop me from living my life. And this is funny because he's on the freeway now and he's still on the freeway with him, shaking the car.
He was stuck in traffic. Mm-hmm. Bad day to be stuck in traffic because he was being harassed the whole way to work.
Yes.
We even go to the power plant at his workstation and we see two protesters pushing him back and forth. One of them goes, you just try to push the right buttons now.
Another one was like, we ain't crazy about nuclear power either.
Just then, Mr. Smithers walks in and says, you people aren't allowed in here. And everyone stops. Mm-hmm. Until Homer says,
it's okay. You're with me.
And they start yelling and pushing him again.
That was his out right there. I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, Homer's not a bright man.
No, he's not.
Mm-hmm.
And so we cut to Simpson's house. They're in bed, right? And Homer's just, sighing and glad to be rid of all the protesters. He says, they're ruining my whole life, Marge. Please, this is where I need you the most. I'm counting on you to do something or say something to make it all better. Okay? Go.
And Marge's like, Homer.
Uh-huh.
Already talked with the indignation coordinator out on the lawn today. I told her you're a decent man, but she wouldn't listen. Besides standing by you and supporting you, there isn't any more I can do.
And Homer starts panicking. He's like, you mean I'm on my own? I've never been on my own. Oh, no. On own. I need help. Oh, God, help. Help me, God.
And when he said, help me, God, the phone starts ringing.
Yep. And he answers, yellow.
Yeah, he's kind of worried, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy on the other end of the phone. Hello, Homer. This is God, Free Jones, from the TV magazine show Rock Bottom.
Switch to Mr. Jones's desk, and he's talking to Homer. He says, we are aware of your problems, and Mr. Simpson, we want to help. And Homer says, I saw that report you did on Sasquatch. It was fair and even handed. I'll do it.
Oh, my God. What world does Homer live in? So next thing we know, we see Homer being interviewed on camera by God Free Jones. And Homer's like, someone had to take the babysitter home. Then I noticed she was sitting on the gummy Venus, so I grabbed it off of her. Oh, just thinking about that sweet candy. I wish I had another one right now. But the most important thing is...
And he jumps in and says, that was really great, Mr. Simpson. We've got everything we need.
And then Homer goes, okay. Say, can't you introduce me to the Sasquatch? I like his style.
And so we cut to the family at home, sitting on the couch, watching TV. They're going to watch the report now, right? And Homer is giggling. He's like, here comes the bouncing ball of justice.
And then we hear the show come on. Tonight, on Rock Bottom, we go undercover at a sex farm for sex hookers.
And there's a farmer saying, I keep telling you, I just grow sorghum here.
And the guy goes, uh-huh. And where are the hookers?
Round back. Whoops.
Then, yeah. So then Jones comes back on. He says, but first. And they post a picture of Ashley and her parents at a graduation, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, she was a university honor student, devoted her life to kids. And then we see a slow-mo video of Homer grabbing his car keys until the night a grossly overweight pervert named Homer Simpson gave her a crash course in depravity. Babysitter and the Beast.
And Homer's just like, oh, crap. And so we have the interview with Homer, but it's just all spliced together.
Uh-huh.
So it starts out Homer talking, somebody had to take the babysitter home. Then I noticed she was sitting on her sweet can. Oh, I grab her sweet can. Oh, just thinking about her sweet can. I just wish I had sweet, sweet, sweet. So very poorly done.
Yeah. So then Godfrey Jones cuts in. So, Mr. Simpson, you admit you grabbed her can. What do you have to say in your defense?
And it's just a pause of Homer.
Just drooling out of his mouth.
Jones says, Mr. Simpson, your silence will only incriminate you further.
So we go back to that shot of Homer.
And then we hear Jones say, no, Mr. Simpson, don't take your anger out on me. Get back, Mr. Simpson, no!
Just as he screams no, we get another voice on TV says, dramatization may not have happened.
Yeah, exactly. So terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And so Homer just says, Marge, kids, everything's going to be just fine. Now go upstairs and pack your bags. We're going to start a new life under the sea. And then we cut to this whole
underwater scene
is very much like The Little Mermaid, right?
You got the xylophone playing and everything.
All the fish and everything like that. And Homer starts singing, of course, under the sea. There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea. And he starts eating them. Right?
Starts eating everything that flies.
Yes, and by the end of the song, there's nothing but bones floating around everywhere.
Exactly.
Oh, Homer.
By the way, you just eat sea slugs raw?
No, thank you.
Ah, man. Gross.
I don't like seafood, period. So, there you go.
Something wrong with you, boy.
Sorry, man.
Something wrong with you.
Can't do it, dude.
So then Marge says, Homer, that's your solution to everything, to move under the sea. It's not going to happen.
Homer's not with that attitude. Terrible.
Yeah. Marge is like, look, maybe this whole thing will blow over. And just when she says that, we see a helicopter outside the Simpson home getting closer to landing.
Yeah.
But it creates enough pressure to flip the car over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Homer's like, it didn't blow over, Marge. Nothing ever blows over for me. He's very sad at this point. Poor Homer. And so the next morning, Homer gets out of the shower and the helicopters are looking into the bathroom window, which causes him to fall and with the shower curtain on him. And they take a picture of him laying naked under the curtain.
Yep.
And it's on the news already. And it's a Simpson scandal update. Homer sleeps nude in an oxygen tent, which he believes gives him sexual powers.
And Homer's like, hey, that's a half-truth. So.
Which part's true?
I'm guessing he doesn't sleep naked.
But he does believe something gives him sexual powers. He
does believe that something does give him sexual powers, which will cut into our next episode.
Yes.
Strangely enough.
Or won't.
Yeah, yeah.
So Homer changes the channel, and we are watching Sally Jesse Raphael.
Yes.
I haven't heard that in forever.
That's for those of you that are out there, think of Maury.
Yeah.
But for chicks.
The old school ones. It was Sally Jesse.
Ricky Lake. Dr. Phil.
Yep. Oprah started out as one of those shows.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's a lot of those.
Yep.
Good old Jerry Springer.
Oh, God, yes. Geraldo.
Geraldo, that's right. Geraldo's one of those, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the next show, it's just a woman crying. And she says, I don't know Homer Simpson. I never met Homer Simpson or had any contact with him. But I'm sorry, I can't go on.
And Sally goes, that's okay. Your tears say more than real evidence ever could. By the way, you think they were foreshadowing to today?
Yeah. I think they were. How old was Amber Heard in this game?
Well, she's what, 39?
Something like that.
So she's like 4 years older than you.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So
there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Foreshadowing for sure.
Yep.
And so we have another show. It's called Ben,
mm-hmm.
which is just a bear with a microphone.
Yeah, taped to its helmet on its head.
I love the scene, by the way. Uh-huh. So you hear the announcer. Today on Ben, mothers and runaway daughters reunited by their hatred of Homer Simpson. And here's your host, Gentle Ben. And of course, the bear comes out wearing the
microphone. Mm-hmm. And then the first woman goes, I just have one thing to say. Let's have less Homer Simpson and more money for public school.
That's exactly what those shows are like.
Yeah.
Always somebody is.
Yeah. And Ben just goes, arr.
And then another woman says, Ben, I have a question.
But Ben just runs past her onto a table that's got tons of food on it.
Yep. And then you just hear a man say, no, Ben, no.
And then Ben just slaps the guy away.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know a bear, you know, one of those paws can kill you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very quickly.
Yep.
And so the other guys come out. They shoot tranquilizers into him. And he's about to go into the crowd. The screen just goes black, right?
Mm-hmm.
Homer changes the channel again. I love that.
I wonder how many people he mauled.
I know, right? Oh, Ben wasn't so gentle.
No, he wasn't. So then we have another announcer. It says, and now we return to Fox Night at the Movies. Homer S., Portrait of an Ass Grabber, starring Dennis Franz.
Homer says, ooh, portrait. Sounds classy.
It does sound classy.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
And no, right? We see Mr. Dennis Franz as a skinnier Homer.
Yes.
Weaving through traffic, right? Scaring the crap out of the girl that's playing the babysitter in the scene. Right? And there's a cat in the middle of the road. And she's telling him, no, Mr. Simpson, a cat is a living creature.
And he goes, I don't care. And he runs over the cat.
And he says, now I'm going to grab me some sweet. And she starts saying, no, Mr. Simpson, that's sexual harassment. If you keep it up, I'll yell so loud the whole country will hear.
And then that's when the other Homer goes, with a man in the White House? Not likely. By the way, Clinton was in office.
Very appropriate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very appropriate.
Speaking of an ass grabber.
There you go, amongst other things.
Mm-hmm.
And so we change the channel, and Kent Brockman is in the helicopter, and he's saying, this is hour 57 of our live round-the-clock coverage outside the Simpson estate. Remember, by the way, to tune in at 8 for highlights of today's vigil, including when the garbage man came and when Marge Simpson put the cat out, possibly because it was harassed. We don't know. Of course, there's no way to see into the Simpson home without some kind of infrared heat-sensitive camera, so let's turn it on!
By the way, when he said that, we're looking through the windows of the Simpsons house, and we can see the family sitting on the sofa.
Yes.
He says we can't see him.
Yeah, no, we can see him.
Uh-huh.
And so, the screen shows that vision, right, with the heat and all that stuff. And Ken's saying, now this technology is new to me, but I'm pretty sure that's Homer Simpson in the oven, rotating slowly.
Yeah.
His body temperature has risen to over 400 degrees. He's literally stewing in his own juices. Now, here are some results from our phone-in poll. 95% of the people believe Homer Simpson is guilty. Of course, this is just a television poll, which is not legally binding unless Proposition 304 passes. And we all pray it will. Man.
You want to get tried through...
Through public opinions?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
I mean, it happens, but...
And Homer isn't happy about this at all. He's like, oh, I don't have a friend in the world.
And as we hear that outside, we hear, let us through. Homer's true friends. And it's Mo and Bart.
And then Marge goes, oh, really?
Come on, let us through, you vultures.
And then Homer's like, oh, Marge, it's a miracle.
And so Mo says, how can you judge this man without talking to the people who know him best? We got the real dirt on Homer Simpson. Bidding starts at 10 G's.
And one of the guys, I bid 10 G's.
10 5 G's. You just hear that going on. You're and selling him out, man.
Yeah. And he just kind of closes the curtains like, ah, oh, I need a hug. But nobody kind of goes to hug him. And then they finally do. He says, how come you guys hesitated?
At Lisa says, sorry, Dad, we do believe in you. We really do.
And Bart cuts in and says, it's just hard not to listen to TV. It spent so much more time raising us than you have.
Remember says, oh, maybe TV is right. TV's always right. And he walks upstairs. Right? And Bart and Lisa hug the TV.
And Homer yells at them, are you hugging the TV?
And you hear Bart say, no. And they kiss it. Terrible. Oh,
they really love their TV.
Yep. So now we cut to Homer in the fetal position, just watching TV. His beard's all scruffy and everything. Mm. And we're watching David Letterman.
Yep.
And we hear Letterman. And the number one reference that I'm running into the ground is Homer Simpson.
And we'll hear the music playing and everybody start to laugh. And then he changes the channel to see the Bumblebee Man. Mm-hmm. And he's getting his butt pinched by a lobster.
Yeah.
And he goes, ay, 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 es Homer Simpson. Me ha molestado. Ow!
Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And Homer says, oh, I like it better when they're making fun of people who aren't me. And then he's like, yes, I know. Eating at the Improv. And never talk about anything beyond the 1980s. Let's do it.
Yeah. So we see the comedian on stage. See, I think about weird stuff. Like, what if E.T. and Mr. T. had a baby? Well, then you'd get Mr. E.T., wouldn't you? I know, I think it'd probably sound something like this. I pity the fool who doesn't own home.
Yeah, and the audience laughs at this lame joke.
Mm-hmm.
And Homer laughs, is like, oh, I wouldn't want to be Mr. T right now.
Oh, my God.
He's just, yeah.
So then Marge rushes in and says, Homer, Homer, the kids have a great idea on how you can clear your name.
Yes, and Lisa says, the media is making a monster out of you because they don't care about the truth. All they care about is entertainment. Well, you need a forum where they don't even know the meaning of the word entertainment. Public access television. Very true.
Yes. Homer goes, ah, but all those shows are crummy.
Yeah, and she's like, Marge says, well, we could dress it up a bit. We can bring a fern and a folding chair from the garage. And the most decorative thing of all, the truth. And everybody just kind of looks at her.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. It gives us an insight on just how lame Marge can
she's
be.
She's such a square.
So, next thing we know, we're inside the studio in Channel 3, right? And Abe is hanging up a flag of the U.S. of A. behind the podium. And I swear these Simpsons characters are geniuses at some things, but idiots at others.
Yeah.
Because Marge comes in and says what?
There are only 49 stars on that flag.
And she just glanced at it. And yeah. She knew.
Yeah.
Right? And Abe's like, I'll be deep in the cold, cold ground before I recognize Missouri.
I want to know what's going on.
Yeah, what did Missouri ever do to him? Yeah,
there is a Springfield, Missouri, right?
Yeah, there is.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And so the camera rolls. And Lisa starts announcing, and now it's time for the Innocence Report with Homer Simpson. And she holds a little sign that says, Innocence Report.
And next thing we know, we see Homer. He's like, hello, I'm Homer Simpson. Or as some of you wags have dubbed me, Father Goose. You know, everybody believed the worst about me right away. Nobody cares that I didn't do it. But I didn't. Okay, look, I've done some bad things in my life, but harassing women is not one of them. Like one time, we're having this race with the stupid old-timey bicycles with the big wheel in the front, so I figured, we'll see about that. So I got this big chunk of cinder block, and
Marge goes,
oh, gotta go. And he pops his head back on, innocent.
And so they cut, Lisa's very proud of him, right? And the kid working at the station is the one with the voice and the pimples.
Yeah.
He's like, the switchboard's lighting up.
And all, everybody's celebrating. Yay!
Because it's two calls. That's the best ever. And he answers one. He's like, hello? No, Janice doesn't live here. Because he goes, hello? Yes, I am interested in long distance savings. Very interesting. So, yeah. And so Homer's pretty upset, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we cut back to Simpson's house and Homer's stirring a bowl. He says, oh, Marge, this is so depressing. My only hope is this homemade Prozac. And he tastes it and he goes, needs more ice cream.
I don't know where you guys' recipe for Prozac.
Yeah, I don't know.
So next thing we know, the doorbell rings and Homer goes to answer it. And then we see a guy on one of those old-timey bicycles with a big wheel in the front.
Yeah, we didn't even see the guy. We just see his feet and the big wheel.
I believe those are called penny farthing bicycles. There you go. So the guy goes, "So, you don't like the old-timey bikes, huh?" And he kicks him in the face and he rides off.
Yeah. And then the doorbell rings again and Homer answers it. But this time, it's Willie. Right? Groundskeeper Willie says, "Homer, I love amateur video. Your show is the most amateur video I've ever saw. My hobby is secretly videotaping couples in cars. I didn't come forward because in this country, it makes you look like a pervert. But every single Scottish person does it."
And every single Scottish person is a pervert.
I guess so, right? That's true.
Uh-huh.
And so he sits down with the family and they pop in a tape into the VCR. And at first it's Quimby with a woman in a car that's not his wife. And he's just saying, "Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby." Oh, my goodness.
And Willie goes, "Ah, no, that's Mayor Quimby." And he fast forwards it. "Oh, here you go."
And then we see Homer saying, "Precious Venus. Ah."
While he's reaching and apparently grabbing her butt.
Yes.
But the video keeps going, and we see her walk away, and he's grabbing the Venus off of her butt.
And we see the, "Thank you." And so Lisa's happy. It's like, you know, Dad clears you completely.
Marge comes in. "You know, the courts might not work anymore, but as long as everybody's videotaping everyone else, justice will be done."
That's pretty sad.
Yes.
And so Homer takes the tape to the women's dorm at Springfield University. And they show it to them. And Lisa's like, "See?"
And we hear Ashley going, "Homer, I thought you were an animal. But your daughter said you were a decent man. I guess she was right."
"You're both right."
So then we cut back to Simpson's house and they're watching Rock Bottom with Godfrey Jones. And he goes out, "In our mad pursuit for the scoop, we members of the press sometimes make mistakes. Rock Bottom would like to make the following corrections."
And this huge list just scrolls by, but very, very fast. Mm. And they do catch some, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like Martin says, "Wow, V8 juice isn't 1/8 gasoline."
And Homer's like, "And Ted Koppel is a robot."
And then Lisa says, "There's you, Dad." And everybody, yay.
So then we cut to back to Rock Bottom. Mm-hmm. And they're going to announce what's going to be on tomorrow's, right? "Tomorrow on Rock Bottom." And we see a slow-mo of Willie walking into Godfrey's office. Mm-hmm. He's a foreigner who takes perverted videos of you when you least expect it. He's Rowdy Roddy Peeper.
And Homer says, "Oh, that man is sick."
Marge's like, "Groundskeeper Willie saved you, Homer."
"But listen to the music. He's evil."
Marge's like, "Hasn't this experience taught you you can't believe everything you hear?"
And Homer says, "Marge, my friend, I haven't learned a thing."
So
everybody just walks off upset, right?
Yeah.
They're just really upset that Homer hasn't learned anything.
Exactly, yes. And then Homer goes and he hugs the TV. He's like, "Let's never fight again." And we end the episode like this.
Yep. Great episode, man. Fantastic, classic episode.
Two or three scenes out of here will always be in Simpsons lore for me.
Yes, gold.
When you make that Pop Rocks and
that's
Coke bomb.
Great, yeah.
The face he makes when he's peeing the Venus funny. Off her butt.
Yeah, this is a great episode. A lot of good jokes. And again, the story is good the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
The rope flying off, just things like that.
There's nothing I didn't like about this one. So on a scale of 1 to 5 donuts, what would you give
this? This is one of those 5 donut episodes all day, every day.
And twice on Sunday.
Twice on Sunday, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent episode.
Yes, I would have to agree. This is definitely in my top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, the candy conventioneers, the two surviving musketeers.
That's funny. Abu, I have to ask you nicely again. So good.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
the wax lips.
Yeah.
The candy with 1,000 uses.
Just an all around great episode.
Mm-hmm. I even had a new chalkboard and couch gags too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cherry on top.
Yep. I mean, Is this the perfect episode? No.
No, but it's...
But it's damn good.
It's close, yep.
Uh-huh.
It's damn good.
Would you do you have anything to say before we sign out for the week?
Stay hydrated, everybody. Mm. It's hot out there. Yep.
I think we have to come up with new things like stuffing the...
That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see what we can do for future episodes.
So we'll look into that.
And until next week, au revoir, suckers.